this is July 9th, continuing the interview with Frank McQuiston.
When it was agreed that I would return to Newmont and the New York office, which by the way at that time was located at 14 Wall Street.
I had changed from who was there.
I was told that I would report to Henry DeWitt Smith, one of the foremost mining engineers in the world. Henry was in charge of all African operations, and he assured me that he wanted me to continue. With the mines that Newmont had at O'Keep Copper Company.
Now that's O-K-E-E.
No, O-apostrophe, little o, K-I-E-P. O'Keep Copper Company, and Sumeb, T-S-U-M-E-B.
That one I had right, but I
didn't know. Sumeb Corporation in Southwest Africa. Before closing out my affairs in South Africa, but while I was still in the country, he asked me to make a visit to these properties to get familiar with them, because I was then to become a vital part of their operation. He sent the plane, the Beechcraft plane that they had stationed in Cape Town, to Johannesburg to pick me up and take me to O'Keep, wait 2 days for me to visit and look around O'Keep, and then fly me 1,000 miles north to Sumeb, which was in another province of Africa. I think my wife is out there. I was very impressed with both of these operations and looked forward to my being part of their future. I think that's enough.
Right.
Or do you want me to talk about O'Keefe?